Well, here's some news that came from outside the U.S. that caught our eye that may impact Iowa. News this week that Mexico may be ready to hit the U.S. where it hurts, and where Iowa, especially where it hurts, namely in corn exports. Mexico is one of the top buyers of American corn, and of course, Iowa, one of the top corn-producing states. And in response to Donald Trump's threats against Mexico, a Mexican senator who leads a congressional committee on foreign relations said this week he would introduce a bill that directs Mexico to buy its corn from Brazil and Argentina instead of the United States. Here to pick this apart a little bit, Dave Swenson, associate scientist at Iowa State University's Department of Economics and College of Agriculture and Life Sciences. Dave, always good to have you on to interpret something like this. Nice to have you step into our studio.
Well, thank you.
First of all, how much? Give us a magnitude here. Mexico is Iowa's top corn export market. How much corn are we talking?
Well, the volume of corn is a little bit hard to figure out. What we need to pay attention to is that Iowa's number two total export market is Mexico, and agriculture products play a large role in that market. So the corn is we are very, very efficient at moving corn down the Mississippi River, down to the Gulf Terminals, from the Gulf Terminals over to Mexico. And so it's a very, very nice and easy straight shot of moving corn into the Mexican markets. And so it very much affects Iowa, and it very much affects Illinois primarily, any kind of threat to those exports. But let's back up just a little bit here. You had rhetoric that began early on in this administration with regard to building the border wall and how we might fund it, and some misunderstanding. And what we ended up with was language and accusations and a little bit of cantankerousness on both sides with regard to our current trade relationships. The Mexican senator is again offering up this proposal to try to get Mexico to buy Argentinian and Brazilian corn. But we already have an operating North American Free Trade Agreement. There are no duties or tariffs with regard to the flow of agricultural goods in both directions. Users of corn in Mexico are going to seek the lowest price, and that's going to probably be reflected in the proximity to the largest supplier in the world, and that's the United States. Indirectly, it's Iowa, especially Illinois as well. And so right now we're at the talking stage. There's somebody trying to shoot a shot across the bow of the trade talk. And this is what happens when you threaten basically to have trade border wars. And this is one of the consequences. The United States now, again, it's moved back. The language, the rhetoric early on has moved back. There's something called a border adjustment tax, which isn't a tariff or a tax on Mexico, per se. And a lot of people don't know what's going on or don't understand either trade policy, or they don't understand NAFTA, or they don't understand tax policy that's being promoted.
Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit more, because this president is not a friend of NAFTA. He said he would plan to renegotiate it or scrap it. NAFTA, we go back, signed, I see, in 1993 under President Clinton. It has changed our economy, has reshaped. We've lost jobs, but we've gained some other things there, too. So NAFTA, I don't know, is there a big picture way of looking at the impact of NAFTA on our economy and our ag economy especially?
Well, on the ag economy, NAFTA specifically was beneficial to United States agricultural commodity production. Eliminated tariffs on commodities, corn, soybeans, eventually wheat. And so you had the flow, you had an opportunity for greater sales from the United States, greater exports down into Mexico. As a matter of fact, many people in Mexico will say that the exports were so successful in terms of corn and soybeans, but especially corn, that it actually ended up being disruptive to the Mexican agricultural economy. Mm-hmm. Nonetheless, though, that flow of goods to Mexico was relatively robust. Mexico also benefited, well, the United States benefited, from exports of machinery, construction, agricultural, that kind of machinery, again, down to Mexico. What we got in return primarily was an increased access to manufactured goods from Mexico that were automobiles, electrical machinery, and electrical appliances, those types of things. And so the net effect of this, as many people have argued, is that we lost a lot of manufacturing jobs to lower wage manufacturing labor costs in Mexico. And so it had that offset. But it increased the opportunity for sales from other kinds of producers in the United States, to include suppliers of the automobile industry, to the Mexican markets. Mm-hmm. Some economists will argue that it's been a net gain. Other economists will argue that it's been a drag, and especially on the manufacturing sector.
Okay, Dave Swenson, that's all the time we have now, but I'm sure we'll be in touch again to see if this heated rhetoric between the United States and Mexico is followed by actions, and we'll see. Dave Swenson of Iowa State University, thanks so much.
You're welcome.